Say So on 97.9 WRMF.
On your mark, get set, and go. Okay. You both look absolutely insane.
Jaybird
right now is doing kind of a swimming thing. Jaybird is getting out of. Jaybird's only got 5 post-it notes left. Denny's is jumping up and down and doing all he can, but Denny's is wearing himself out. All right, here we go. Last 10 seconds. Jaybird only with 2 post-it notes left. He's thrusting. He's thrusting as hard as he can. Denny's is doing like the worst dance moves ever. And Jaybird takes the win.
Yes!
Denny's, talk about dialing it in.
Oh my gosh,
these things are like glued on me.
The only thing that distracted me was how terrible Denny's was doing.
So bad.
Dunkin' is the official coffee of the KVJ Show. America runs on Dunkin'. The KVJ Show is now live on 97.9 WRMF.
Time to wake up and let the weirdness begin. It's the KVJ Show. Just start your morning.
Kevin is the host.
And his skin pigment is whiter than Casper the Ghost.
Virginia
sounds like this.
Nickname Vicious B.
So don't get her pissed.
It's Jason. Talks like a spaz.
And he loves to talk about Bigfoot and stacks. So get ready, here we go. You're listening to 97.9 with the KVJ Show.
Well, here we go. It is Tuesday in the KVJ Show. What's going on, everybody?
Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, happy Tuesday to you all.
I see you're wearing your Cholo Soy shirt. Is it Taco Tuesday?
Taco Tuesday. Sí, Cholo Soy Cocina. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go. That's one of my favorite spots.
I could get down on some Mexican food.
Yeah, I really, what I love there is I love ceviche. I got a couple different foods that I kick around right now, and I love ceviche.
I do too. Ceviche is good. It just can't be too much lemon, lime. It's got to be a nice balance. I like a little orange in my citrus.
Okay.
If they use too much lemon and lime and no balancing orange, it's too sour. I feel like I'm sucking on a Sour Patch Kid.
Jaybird, how do you like your ceviche?
I like it with a little bit of chocolate in it. No, I have no idea what even ceviche is, honestly. I don't think I've ever had it.
It's usually...
You would hate it.
It's like raw fish and shrimp and scallops and all kinds of stuff from the sea, but it's like cooked by citrus juice.
The only stuff I like from the sea is popcorn shrimp.
Yep.
And I mean, it's not from the sea, but it's related. Hush puppies. That's it. Those are the two. Those are, and I love cocktail sauce, and I love tartar sauce.
Hush puppies are definitely not from the sea.
You know what I mean? It's, yeah, it's from the aquatic world.
You go to Long John Silver's.
Yes, or Red Lobster.
Do they even still have Long John Silver's?
I hope not.
Is that around anywhere?
That was such my place. I loved me some Long John Silver's.
Well, when I was a kid, I loved it because they would have pirate hats. You go as a paper foldable pirate hat. I love that, and I love Burger King because Burger King, you get the crown.
When my dad was a teenager, that was one of his first jobs. He worked at Long John Silver's.
Yeah, right. It was that kind of place. I mean, it was cranking in the 70s and 80s.
It really was.
Oh, that's why I like it. That's why I speak so highly of it.
Are there any other places today where kids get cool paper hats?
Burger King, they still do the crown.
Do they?
I believe so, because I asked for some not that long ago for myself.
They should. That was big. What is
nobody Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme will give you the hat.
Oh, the little paper white hat.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they sure will.
I like that.
Yeah, I like when they give away little things like that's fun.
Yeah, that really locked me in as a kid. And, you know, if you want to get to the kids, because I was always asking, I didn't even like Long John Silver's. Food was terrible, but I love getting that hat.
I disagree with that statement.
We have a partnership with Dunkin' Donuts, so they're one of our sponsors here on the radio. So they gave us this goodie bag, and in it there was a Dunkin' Donuts hat.
Okay.
I gave the hat to Rocco, and he wears the hat. He wore it to preschool the other day.
He
insisted on wearing it to Dunkin' Donuts because he wanted to show them that he was ready to start working.
Oh, yeah.
He'll lose that spirit, trust me.
I was going to say, yeah. He's got it now.
So proud of that Dunkin' hat.
Well, as you're waking up here today, make sure you check out KVJ TV. We are on. You can watch us. You may not even realize this, but your TV might have the power to dial it right up. If you got YouTube, if you've got the X1 DVR from Xfinity, you got the ability. Anybody that's got any one of those Fire Sticks or the Roku and all that kind of good stuff, we are there just like that.
Nice.
So you can watch and see what's going on. Just go to YouTube and look for the KVJ Show.
The KVJ Show.
on 97.9 WRMF.
What are you thinking about? What are you thinking about?
What's on your mind?
Are you thinking about? What are you thinking about?
What you got in your mind today, Jay Bird?
Well, we talked about this on the Weird Whatever podcast on Saturday, and it was about, I had gotten an email from this person who said they honestly believe that their cat was possessed. They had done a seance at their place, and ever since then, their cat has been acting way different. The cat was peaceful before. After the seance, the cat tries to bite people, and it hisses at things. It's killing things. It never did any of that stuff. And it's a cat that's about 6 years old.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's going through this weird age thing. So we talked about that, and I got several more emails from people and comments about how they think their animal possibly is possessed because out of the blue, it's doing all kind of weird things that they can't explain. It's acting bizarre. It's barking at things that aren't there. It's biting people that they
and
never...
And it's a squirrel.
Yeah, it's... So I want to see what your guys' thoughts are. If people can... If you believe in people being possessed, where are your thoughts on when it comes to animals?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's possible. It's also possible, like, people lose their mind and go crazy. I think animals can, too.
Yeah, but I like the whole seance thing, was that is that connected, or is that just mere coincidence? That immediately after the seance, this cat started acting a fool.
I'd be freaking out, because the timing is very suspect.
Wow.
And the other thing we talked, because I brought up the point, well... Why do they always go, if they're going to go for a dog or a cat, could they go for a manatee? Could a manatee, in theory, become possessed with
possessed
a spirit?
Manatee.
And
that'd be horrifying.
Vicky on the show said usually ghosts and spirits are thirsty. They want to get people to notice them. When is a manatee going to get someone to really notice them unless they're out at sea? Dogs, cats, they're around a lot, they're around people.
Sure. You get probably more possibility to. Face to face with a cat or a dog.
I know I sound crazy to people who don't believe in this stuff, but if a dog or a cat or a person could get possessed, I believe a manatee could too.
I don't know if a manatee eats a swimmer. That probably is going to make the news.
It would. Yeah.
You'd be like, wait, what happened to the manatees? The peaceful sea cow is now eating swimmers?
I just like hearing the stories about people who think their animals are possessed. Or do you just have a jerky animal at that point? A jerky pet?
How do you know?
I got one from a horse.
I think you can get a brain tumor and it turns you into a crazy person. Maybe the cat has a tumor.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to diagnose. People have different theories. I've talked to some people that believe that a lot of the squirrely behavior you see today could be people actually possessed. Mental illness, possession, who knows? Some people think it's a fine line, or maybe it goes in combination sometimes.
With the devil?
Maybe. I know there's a story in the Bible where Jesus cast a whole bunch of demons into a herd of pigs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you had that in the Bible and you had possessed pigs, I guess you could have a possessed cat if you believe in such things.
That's horrifying, Kevin.
Horrifying.
What are your thoughts? Where do you stand with animals becoming possessed? Yes or nah?
Well, why not? I mean, there's things that say it.
But
it's
maybe
possible.
Don't have a seance in your house.
See, that'd be my first thought.
Some people believe in seance. All right, we'll get into that later.
Will we?
Yeah, I'll make us get into it. I'll talk to you off the microphone.
Virginia, what you got on your mind today?
I am so upset. This is day three of going on. There are mosquitoes in my bedroom, and I am freaking out because I killed one yesterday, and I thought, oh, okay, I got him. There's no more mosquitoes. But then as I'm going to sleep last night, I got bit three more times. Yeah. Rocco got bit once. I think I have a mosquito problem, so I looked it up on Google, which I don't recommend you do because it sends you into a state of panic as you're trying to go to sleep. And it said that I might have some sort of standing water in my house, and the mosquitoes are actually breeding in my house.
Is it possible these mosquitoes are possessed? You killed it. It's the same mosquito. You can't.
If they start barking, you know they're possessed.
Zombie mosquitoes?
Zombie mosquitoes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Horrified.
Uh-huh.
They're also, like, all these things you can do, like get citronella and get, like, all these different little, like, herbs and lavender oils because I guess the mosquitoes don't like the smell of all that stuff. But, I mean, is there something I can do to figure out where they're coming from? I don't have standing water in my house.
Well, you do have a couple roof leaks, and that may be contributing somewhere you can't see the water.
Well, I asked Panda that yesterday. I'm like, do you think we have standing water anywhere, like up by the roof leak? And he's like, no, it's a slow drip, and it's not anything that would be more than just a wet area. He's like, it's not going to be standing water enough for mosquitoes. Does he know what he's talking about, or he was just saying that? He's
definitely just saying that. He wants his problems to go away. He didn't want to hear you bitching about it. Yeah, he's just saying it. Mm-hmm.
So I could have a mosquito farm in my attic?
Yeah, you live in Florida.
Possibly. I mean, you don't know where it's congregating. I know for us, we've got so many mosquitoes out front. I think what it is, my wife has this like potted tree, and I think it's holding water in there, and that's becoming a breeding ground. Like our front door, and I'm very cautious about zipping out the front door and zipping back in because we always had 3, 4, 5 mosquitoes, and they're all in our house now. Same thing as you've got.
Ugh.
And I'll look, and here goes a kid or a mother-in-law or somebody like that just goes zipping outside, and the door's wide open, and the mosquitoes are going, in here. Come on.
They love coming in.
Yeah, they do.
What is it about coming in the house? They love it so much.
Well, they know. It's like this is like the kitchen. This is fresh meat. Hey, people just chill out in here. We can eat all we want.
I can't even count how many times I've been bit in the past 3 days, but I'm about to snap.
No, I'm the same way. I'm covered in mosquito bites.
I was so mad last night. I could not go to sleep. I was just ginned up, looking for the mosquito. I'm walking around the house like an idiot. You can't see these things. They hide.
They're all over the place. I'm always in between bouts of malaria. Oh, it's terrible.
Possessed mosquitoes.
There was a story on the news last night about a lady that died from an infection that she caught from a mosquito.
Yep.
Some kind of AAA virus or something?
That's why you got to watch out.
AAA virus? Do they help you get your keys out of your car if you lock yourself in?
They do. They change your tire.
Change your tire and give you some disease
very
that'll
handy.
Kill you.
Yes. What I got on my mind today, I was just kind of curious, is there any place that you could get a hearse? Let's say if you wanted a hearse and wanted to drive it, because, I mean, they don't typically sell them at your regular car dealer, but could you get a hearse, like, some people might find that to be kind of fun and actually a pretty good storage vehicle.
I went to school with a kid who drove a hearse, and of course, how do you think the kid was in school?
Weird.
He was alternative, always dressed in black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could go online and find a hearse for sale.
I'm looking it up right now.
Because I mean, eventually they can't be crappy. So if your hearse gets old and you own the funeral home, you probably have to sell it and get a new one.
Right.
You can't be transporting people in old-looking, dinged-out hearse.
It's a beautiful one for sale right now. Almost $18,000. A little less than $18,000.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. $311 a month for your payment, and it's a sweet hearse.
It stands out and it pops, right?
Yes.
And if you got it wrapped and if you're looking for a way to get attention to your company or your business, getting a hearse or a vehicle that's not standard on the road is like, whoa, okay.
It gets attention.
It does get attention.
Oh, there's a used one for only $3,500.
Okay. See, I think
on eBay.
Right.
It looks significantly more terrible.
See, I could see you in a hearse.
I could, yeah. No, yeah. It
I could see you in the one that was $3,500.
I can too, because it's crappy, but it's like crappy with heart. I don't know. It's look at that baby.
That looks terrible.
It looks terrible, but I love it. I love terrible looking cars.
Yeah, that looks terrible. That's just you.
It's a 1985 Buick hearse.
That's you.
That is me.
So you.
I can buy it right now on eBay, and I have an account. It's one button, Virginia.
Don't do it.
You're right. Don't.
Wait.
We got any White Claw in there?
You don't want drunk Jason again.
We'll have that thing in the station by 10 a.m.
we would.
Where is it coming from?
All I need is a buzz and just Kevin to say, Bird, you want this, right? Click, buy it now.
Makes perfect sense. I have a feeling it's from the Midwest. Is,
is it local? They usually say.
It's from Virginia.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not local.
No, we'd have to have the little road trip. That sounds like such a fun time.
That's like the beginning of a movie.
It really is. We're going up to Virginia to pick up my new hearse.
Debbie on Deerfield's line here has got a comment about where your mosquitoes might be coming from. What do you think, Debbie?
They could be laying underwater, in the water, like under your cabinet or something. I had a few years ago, my pipe was leaking under my kitchen cabinet, and I came home, mosquitoes were everywhere. I literally got out the vacuum, and I was just sucking them up in the vacuum because there were so many of them.
Oh, my God.
The pipes were leaking. The water was laying underneath of the cabinet and like in that section where the flooring kind of like holds the water behind the cabinet. But because they're so small, they can get through those little cracks. They were breathing in the flooring and the water there.
Oh, my God.
I think in your bathroom. maybe your bathroom cabinet or something like that, because they're going to be where the water's closed. I don't think they'd be up in the roof.
Okay.
I feel like everything in my house is falling apart. Like, there's a leak.
That's called owning a house.
Two leaks in the roof.
Yeah.
There's a leak in the bathroom. It's like, oh my gosh.
And right now, I'm kind of happy I'm renting.
Mm-hmm. There's always something.
There's pros and cons on both sides, man.
There
I know
is.
You are desperately wanting me to buy a house, and I do, but if that was to happen, leaks and stuff, I would cry constantly.
You just need to have a good handyman. That's what you need, a good handyman.
Denny's?
Somebody texted in that is with a pest control company, and they said a roof leak will not breed mosquitoes in the attic.
Okay, good.
So don't worry about that part. But yeah, there's a couple other places you could check. So there you go.
Thank you for that.
Always good stuff.
Yeah.
Valuable information.
I was freaking out about the attic and thinking I had to go up there, and I don't want to go up there.
So let you know, Kev, 4 brand new tires, low on gas. This is what they're saying about this 1985
Hurst.
Low
on gas?
They say it's great when it comes to the gas.
Or low on miles.
You know what I mean, okay? It always has to correct me. Why don't you go tend to your mosquitoes, you witch?
So good gas mileage, I don't buy that.
I don't either.
In a hearse?
And they're saying the hubcaps. They're really, really promoting the hubcaps, how great the
hubcaps
are. That's their leading
that's
thing.
That's the top thing. And notice it's not rims, it's hubcaps.
Yes.
How do you make that good?
I don't know, man. I'm falling in love with it.
Okay.
The KVJ Show on 97.9 WRMF.
Did you ever get a gift that maybe you didn't appreciate and you should have? There is a mom blog that is going viral, and people are applauding the way this mom handled her daughter's tantrum. Daughter 6 wanted a certain special little pencil case for school that had LOL on it. Well, the mom gets it, and she gives it to 6-year-old. And if you've had a kid, you sometimes know, like, they get twisted for no reason. And you get them what they want, and they flip out. And she's like, well, now everybody's got it. I don't want it. And starts having this tantrum. And mom's like, okay, cool. And so she just takes it and throws it away. And she's like, hey, here's your new pencil case. And she gives her a Ziploc bag. And the girl's like, no, I'm sorry. I do want the case. And mom's like, no, sorry. I'm going to donate it to somebody else, some kid that's going to appreciate it. And it's kind of a valuable lesson that we probably have all been through at one time or another, even in our own lives. If your parents ever given you a gift and you got twisted and you didn't really appreciate it like you should have, and then you look back, you're going, gosh, man, what a spoiled brat I am. I should have just taken it.
Yeah, I remember one year I got a horse calendar, and I got underwear and socks, and that was kind of like, those are like the better gifts. I kind of had a meltdown as a kid. I'm like, what is this? I don't even like horses. I hate calendars. I do like horses now as an adult. Don't be emailing me about how I hate horses.
Don't worry. Horses can't email.
That's true. Good point. They're not going to say anything at all. Yeah, I know I've had the same thing. I've gotten gifts, things like that. There were presents. It just wasn't exactly what I wanted. I think we've all probably been through that, especially when you're talking about the holidays. You had something that was, you were set on. You have probably your A gift and then your B gift. You don't get the A gift and you get the B instead. I mean, they did a whole Christmas Story movie about it. Wasn't that Red Ryder BB gun? You get some other cool stuff, but you just don't appreciate it. Spoiled kids.
Yeah, there was a birthday party I went to as a kid, and the kid got the same 2 presents, and I mean, just had a meltdown. Could not accept that 2 of the presents were the same, and really put a damper on the party.
Ay, ay, ay. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, kid crying, like a meltdown.
The KVJ Show on 97.9 WRMF.
That reminds me of the story that we had a couple weeks ago. Remember that? It was that kid, I think it was in India. And what was it? He wanted like a Mercedes and he got a BMW instead. So he drove it in the river to show his parents just how unhappy he was.
I would put him in the car and drive him in the river. No.
That's it. The entitlement generation.
That is disgusting.
Yes. You ever get a parent gift that you just didn't quite appreciate? Mom blog is going viral. Because, you know, I think anymore, there's been a lot of parent shaming that has gone on the internet, but now it's like, okay, we want to applaud parents when they, you know, do something right, stand up to their kids, and try to teach them a good, valuable lesson.
Is the mom getting good, positive?
She is.
Good. Because people are going to defend
them. No,
you can't do that to kids.
No, because people, I think, are saying, yeah, it's a good lesson. And too often, parents don't want to do that because they don't want to hurt their kids' feelings. But it's a really strong lesson that this 6-year-old girl is probably going to remember for a while when she's taking a Ziploc bag with her pens to school, because when her mom got her the LOL case she originally asked for, she threw a temper tantrum, like going, no, that's not cool anymore. Nobody wants that one. And she's like, okay, cool. Here, have a Ziploc bag.
Because you're right. There are parents that will give into the kid saying that. Okay, it's okay. I'm so sorry.
Whatever you want.
I'm sorry you're hurt.
Yeah. I think the attitude's changing on that kind of parenting.
What do you do if one parent wants to be the heavy and the other parent wants to be the soft?
That's tough. Yeah. And too often you see that as parents, you got to try to be on the same page. And then that creates friction between parents because they're fighting, saying you're going to ruin this kid if you treat him this way. And they're like, oh, I can't. And
last
it's
night,
tough.
For example, yeah. last night.
You
okay.
tell me. You tell me.
I had everybody's eating jambalaya, but it's yeah. spicy. So Rocco won't eat the jambalaya.
Yeah.
So I have to make him something separate. I show him the bagel bites, the pizza bagel
Ooh,
bites.
Good.
And I say, Rocco, can I make this for you instead? I know you're not going to eat the spicy jambalaya. Yes, mommy, I want the bagel bites pizza. Okay. I make them. I give them to him. He takes one bite, and then mm-hmm. he doesn't want them.
Yeah.
And the whole night, he's like, I want something else. I want something else. I'm like, no. Yeah. I made you the pizza bagel bites.
Yeah.
You eat those first, and mm-hmm. then I'll make you something else. But I'm not wasting the pizza bagel bites. It's just not happening.
Right.
All night, we're fighting about it, intermittently. Mm-hmm. He watches TV. He complains some more. He's hungry. Eat the pizza bagel bites. He won't eat them. So we're in bed,
mm-hmm.
and Rocco's like, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. And I'm like, he needs to eat the pizza bagel bites. Panda takes him downstairs and makes him a bowl of Lucky Charms.
Mm,
Panda
yeah.
eats the bagel bites.
Yeah.
I think it's a horrible lesson. What do you think?
What do I think?
As a man who also has no power in his house.
Yeah, you're right. No,
this is something
that
you and
yeah.
I can relate to each other
yeah.
on.
Are you Team Virginia or are you Team Panda?
I'm Team Virginia.
I love Panda, but I'm Team Virginia on this one.
Yeah.
It was only 3 bagel bites. All he had to do was eat those, and I would have made him anything else he wanted.
But, I mean, I came from a house, too. If you asked for something, you didn't eat it, and then you complained, it was the same thing. No, you have to eat that,
yes.
or you're not getting anything.
Thank you.
That's the toughest thing when you're in a relationship and you're co-parenting, and you believe being the heavier, like, you know, at least just being straight. To me, it's not even, it's just not being wishy-washy. It's just saying, no, it's like, here is the rules of engagement. I've drawn up the lines. Now, we're not going to me, it would be like playing a football game, and then halfway through the game, you're like going, no, okay, if you cross the 20-yard line, we'll give you 6 points. No, that's not how you play the game. The game, the rules have already been drawn up.
And Rocco was quick to let me know, I don't like you, I like daddy.
Yes, exactly. Well, and that'll happen, and sometimes that feeds into parents' egos, and that's what gets frustrating when you're on the other side of it saying, look, I firmly believe I'm doing what's right. You're the escape person, and then you always get the favoritism, but I'm doing what needs to be done.
Is Panda up right now?
Yep.
Oh. Does he want to defend himself?
I mean...
Would he say that what he did was right, or is he just say, ah, it's just easier, you can't let the kid go to bed hungry?
Yeah, what would he say? If you really sat him down and say, honestly, babe.
He would say he felt bad for Rocco because Rocco probably really was hungry.
Sure.
But does he think he's right? I get that Rocco is hungry, but does Panda think he's right?
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, he just wanted to get it over with and go to bed and stop fighting about it. And
you were trying to teach a lesson.
I was trying to teach a lesson, and I'd been trying to teach a lesson for hours. I cooked those bagel bites before Panda even got home from work.
Yeah.
So this was going on for hours.
You were in the midst of it's like a dance.
Yes.
You were in the middle of a dance with Rocco about teaching him something, and the dance is going on, then all of a sudden it's like somebody cuts in and say, and he takes the lead, and then he's dancing with Rocco, and now the whole thing changes into breakdancing.
I don't want to speak for you, Fat Kevin, but yeah. Are you in the mood for bagel bites now? Because I know I am.
They do sound good, pizza bagel
well,
bites.
Yes.
I've got some.
Hey, Denny's, why don't you call Panda and just give him the option. Just say, hey, do you want to come on and defend yourself about the Lucky Charms, or do you not feel like hearing the wrath of your wife? And then you can give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. If he wants to come on, he can. If he's like, no, uh-uh.
Start with a good morning, though. Good morning, Panda.
That's not how I want to start with my day. Then, yeah, you can do the thumbs down.
Yeah, Panda, you want to go on live on the air and get just absolutely ridiculed by your wife? Come on.
I'm not ridiculing anybody. I didn't say anything. I did say something. I looked at him and I said, so you saved him. You ate the bagel bites so he could eat the cereal. And he's like, yeah, well, I didn't want him to go to waste. I was like,
were you mad?
At that point, I'd given up.
I think you're frustrated. I mean, maybe mad is part of the emotion that you feel.
I was
I think you're frustrated because you're like, okay, I really feel like I'm doing what is right for the child here. And it's not easy and it's not fun. And now you've just completely cut in, ruined my lesson, and made me look like the bad guy.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's how you feel.
He's coming into the cage. Okay.
Okay. He's a brave man. Okay, Panda.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're discussing here. Lots of parents have been through this. The Bagel Bites incident that happened last night with Rocco.
Bagel Bite Gate.
I love
yes.
this.
And so Virginia feels like she's trying to teach a lesson. Rocco is fighting with her the whole night. At the end of the night, you wind up eating the Bagel Bites and giving him the Lucky Charms. Explain your decision in that moment, why you thought that was the right thing to do.
Well, all right, Kev. So I got home from work, and, you know, I saw that he had the Bagel Bites, and he... You know, he took a few bites, and he just didn't, I guess he didn't want them. You know, sometimes we have food, and we just, you know what, I don't want it. I get that. Now, I'm not, believe me, I'm on my wife's team with this, but after, you know, 3 hours, 3 to 4 hours of this, eat the bagels. The bagels are like hockey pucks at this point.
Yeah.
And... You know, Rocco was just like, I don't want them. I want something else. I'm like, all right. I get, you know, V was very steadfast in that you got to eat what I make you. I'm all about that. And I even said that to him. I reiterated that 3 to 4 times last night.
Mm-hmm.
But finally, it's bedtime, and he looks at me and he says, Daddy, I'm really hungry. I'm like, well, you should have eaten the bagels. He's like, I just don't want the bagels. I said, well, what do you want? He said, can I just have some cereal? Now, you know, who am I to... you know, send the kid to bed on an empty stomach if he's hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, all right. So I went downstairs and I made him a little tiny bowl. He ate that and he passed out. I don't see the big, you know, besides Virginia was on a rampage about something entirely different between the bagels and the mosquitoes. So
the roof is leaking. You got pool drama.
So you just, in all of this, you just didn't know what she was upset about everything. So you didn't really know how much she was really upset about the bagel issue. It might have been more mosquito.
Right, man. And honestly, Kev, at that point, I'm like, I just want to put my head down and call it a night.
Yeah.
Surrender. So Rocco did. He beat you guys down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You wanted some sleep. Okay. So, and this happens a lot. So, was Panda right, or did he just, was he the weaker parent in the sense where it's like, oh, look, I just, and sometimes I think that's what often happens. You could argue it's the same kind of thing with parents when they hand their kids some electronics because they're just like, I'm tapped out. Like, I just, for my own peace of mind and comfort, I just, okay, fine, I give in.
Well, as a parent, if the kid's not listening, I guess what I'm asking is it okay to send a kid to bed on an empty stomach if the kid's not listening? Is that considered, you know, Panda's saying, I don't want to send my boy to bed on an empty stomach.
He felt like it was, like, cruel and unusual punishment.
Abuse light, almost.
Right.
Okay. I'm asking, is that a common thing with parents?
You know, I come from the upbringing of, you know, hey, I'm hungry. Well, there's peanut butter and jelly. Make a sandwich. I don't want that. Well, then you must not be too hungry. So I get that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My grandparents would just kind of hammer me. They're like, well, you're going to eat what's there. You're not going to eat. And I don't know. I guess since, okay. I don't know, maybe I am. Maybe I'm just a softer, you know, I'm Mr. Softy. I don't know.
Oh, no. Don't beat yourself up.
Compared to me, anybody would look soft.
Yeah. We're going to love you regardless.
Yeah, don't beat yourself up.
Yeah.
This isn't about shaming anybody.
And I think how you feel, it's often where we are. And there are probably times where, as a parent, we've gone that route, and then we're like going, I don't know, was I too soft? Or what I did was right? Was it better for me, or was it better for the kid?
Every day I make stupid parenting decisions. So, I mean, that's just a part of parenting.
Okay. I feel like this wasn't even a fight. I feel like this brought us together.
I'm not mad at Panda. I'm mad at Rocco. And I'm still mad at Rocco.
Okay. So it's Rocco and the mosquitoes that you're mad at?
Mostly, yeah.
Okay. that's the good news, though.
This is a lot about the mosquitoes.
Okay, Panda, you're off the hook. You got a peaceful day coming.
Oh, Lord. Thanks, Jim.
All right, buddy. Yeah, got some comments that are coming in here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, there's comments.
Are there phone calls? Those are fascinating, too.
Nah, people don't call anymore. People just text.
Okay.
People don't like talking anymore.
No, talking to people.
Okay, this one said, and this is very profound, Virginia didn't put Rocco to bed hungry. Rocco put himself to bed hungry. Food was available. So it's not the parent making the choice.
I think it's all about Panda feeling bad at the end. Daddy, I don't want to, I'm hungry. And he doesn't want, Panda's got a very, very tender heart. It's not cold like Virginia.
I don't think I have a heart.
No, you did.
It is tough. The one thing, when you love your kids, you would do anything for them. You hate to see them going through any kind of pain, whatever. And the tough road, the long road, is often tough because you're having to grind against what would make them happy for the overall longer payoff and saying, I'm shaping their character in this tough moment.
So it's not more important for you to be happy. It's more important for you to do the right thing. And the right thing is to not waste food. And the right thing is not to tell your mother to make one thing and then all of a sudden you don't want it. But his happiness was put in front of the right thing. And that to me is a messed up lesson, because now we're spoiling this child and showing this child all you have to do is stick to your guns and not be happy with something and you'll eventually get your way, even if you're acting out of line.
You had mentioned that Rocco chose dad over you.
All the time.
Well, did he say anything that was deliberate? Like, hey, Mom, Dad.
I love Daddy. I don't like you, Mommy.
He said that last night?
Multiple times.
I mean, that's sassing back. That, to me, is restriction. That's time out.
I don't care. I don't mind being the heavy. I don't care if these kids don't like me. I'm not here to be your friend. I'm here to raise you right and teach you not to be a spoiled little entitled brat.
Okay.
And if you don't like me, I don't give a flying you know what.
Okay, people were saying in this one that Panda tapped out. He should not have done that. He was the weaker parent, but at times, Virginia taps out and then gives Rocco the electronics and lets him slide on his bad language.
So that was a point I was going to make, but I was scared to, because sometimes Virginia frightens me.
And the conclusion for it all tonight, somebody said Rocco should get pizza bagels served by Panda. That would be the way to get the parents back on the same page, united, and saying, look, we're a united front. And that's just it. As parents, you've got to maintain that cohesion, saying, look, we're on the same team. It's us trying to train you, not you trying to break us apart.
Oh, and Rocco right now, even at 4 years old, he knows that he's got Daddy wrapped around his little finger. And when Daddy's not there, he tells me that he loves me. But he said, Mommy, if Daddy is here, I don't love you.
Yeah, that to me, that would not be ever allowed. The one thing I do really agree with Panda on, though, is yes, the bagel bites, the pizza bagel bites, do not age well.
They don't.
You gotta eat them. Right.
You gotta eat them pretty soon.
You gotta eat them quick.
They turn into hockey pucks.
They get so hard.
Okay. All right. We will always take your comments. You can get through to us 877-979-WRMF. And I always love these parent versus parent debates. If you've got one that's going on in your household, we will be happy to rule on who is doing it right, who's doing it wrong. Just like we did with Virginia and Panda today. You can send us an email, mail@kbjshow.com.
And these are the fights that we have. Like, we don't have real fights. We have silly fights.
But they're little lessons that I think all parents can learn, because I'm sure every parent out there is dealt with this at one time or another, where the kid is like, I can't sleep, I'm so hungry. And do you at that point say, well, then you're not going to sleep well tonight?
When we go to commercial break, will you be texting Panda?
Probably.
Okay. I just wondered.
Turn off your phone.
Yeah, Panda, turn off your phone.
Please, get rid of it.
The KVJ Show on 97.9 WRMF.